It fills a number of loopholes that currently exist. Now a state-related employee or a public sector employee who commits a sexual offense against an elderly woman, that would be a felony, they would lose their pension. Same thing with regard to someone in a child care setting, or if you're driving a bus as part of your job and you're drunk and you kill people, not only do you have the criminal offenses, you lose your pension. And I think this is what people expect. And so we require the courts to notify the pension system of the conviction. If they're not notified, then they don't even know about it, and somebody could continue to get their pension. So with years and years of issues that we've seen in the newspaper, particularly involving elected officials, it's time to close the loopholes, slam the door shut, and do what people expect. And that is, if you commit a felony in conjunction with your official duties, you will lose your pension.